Good morning. This is Brother James Melton with Bible Baptist Church in Sharon, welcoming you to the Bible Baptist broadcast. Bible Baptist Church is located at 130 East Main in Sharon. We have Sunday school at 9:30, preaching at 11 o'clock. Following the preaching, we always have a meal right here at the church. And then following the meal, we have our afternoon service at 2:30. We do not have a Sunday night service. We have the afternoon service instead. So basically, we come to church and we stay here until we are finished with everything for the day. And then along about 3:30, 3:40, we dismiss for the day. Also, Wednesday night services at 7 p.m. I did mention the meal. You're welcome to be with us for that. We just, everyone brings, for the most part, just potluck type food. Just have a good old fashioned home cooked meal pretty much every Sunday afternoon right here at the church. So you're invited to be with us for that as well. Whether you are able to bring anything or not, you're certainly welcome to be a part of the services. You know, a lot of churches, you know, involved with feeding the hungry and so forth. Well, I guess you'd have to say that we are too. It's just, you know, we invite you to come and be with us. And if so, we'll do our best to give you the Word of God, fill you up that way as well. And then also, you can leave on a full stomach if you come to Bible Baptist Church. So pray about it, and God deal with, you know, work things out in your life so you can come. We'd love to have you. Just a good old-fashioned, independent, King James Bible-believing church, and I think you'll like it here. You'll like the people. You'll like the spirit, and if you love the Word of God, you'll like the teaching and the preaching. Well, let's get our Bibles and go to Revelation, if you will, the book of Revelation. I'm going to try to show you something. I have no way of knowing who listens to the broadcast and who doesn't. Obviously I know some Christians do. I have, you know, heard from some of you. But I don't know what your level of, biblical understanding is. I don't know who understands the Word of God, who doesn't. I don't know who understands Bible prophecy and who doesn't. And so I try to keep things mixed up and cover a wide variety of things. I try to deal with salvation on the broadcast from time to time, just in case someone is listening who's never come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. They'll have the opportunity to do so. But I try to give something for the Christians as well, and for those who may need to learn some things. The book of Revelation, if you will. Revelation, and what I'd like for you to do, if you've got a little bit of something to write on, I'm going to show you something on how to, in a very simple way, how to understand the book of Revelation, because I hear from Christians all the time, not lost people, Christians who've been in church for years, saying, I don't understand Revelation. It's a complicated book. I can't make heads or tails out of it. Well, I do not believe that God wants His Word to be hard to understand, and I do not believe it is hard to understand, and I do not believe it's hard for you to understand if you want to understand it. If you have a pencil and a sheet of paper, I'm going to just give you something very basic, and I think it'll help you to have an understanding of the Word of God. You know, we're told in 2 Timothy 2:15 to rightly divide the word of truth. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So we have to make divisions if we're going to understand the Word of God. And that is very true in the book of Revelation as well, not just other parts of the Bible, not just divide Old Testament from New Testament, things like that, but also not just divide the Gospels from the Pauline epistles and so forth, but also the book of Revelation itself has to be rightly divided. All right, Revelation, if you will draw on a sheet of paper, if you will just take your pen or pencil and just draw like a large half circle arc from one side, from about one third of the way into the from the left side of the paper. Just put you a dot, and then draw you an arc all the way over to about, close to maybe one third toward the other side of the paper, and just have in the middle of your paper just an arc that goes from one dot of several inches over to the other dot and just comes down. If you will do that, you will be on your way to understanding the Book of Revelation, because that's that circle, that half circle, that arc, so to speak, is going to make a division to help you understand the Word of God. So just do that. Okay, right before the arc starts, in that first section, you've now got three sections on your paper. You've got a section before the arc that you made. You got the section of the arc itself. Then you got a section past the arc. Okay? All right, in the section before the arc, just write Revelation 1, 2, and 3. That's all you have to do. Revelation 1, 2, 3. All right? In the next section, write Revelation 4 through 19 in the arc section. Call that Revelation 4 through 19. That's what that is. That's Revelation chapters 4 through 19. Then in the last section, after the arc, after the line comes back down, write Revelation 20, 21, and 22. Okay, now, below each dot, you got a dot where the arc starts, where the line begins to circle and go up. Then you got another one where it comes back down. Okay, you've got that. Below the first dot, write Revelation 4, verse 1, and write, door opens. Door opens. O-P-E-N-S. Door opens. And then make an arrow with somebody going up, pointing up. Door opens, somebody goes up. Okay, on the other end of the arc where the line comes down, right, door opens. And then draw an arrow with somebody coming down. In Revelation 4:1, somebody goes up. Revelation 19:11, somebody comes down. A door opens in Revelation 4:1, a door opens in Revelation 19:11. Now, if you've done what I just asked you to do, you have rightly divided the Book of Revelation into three sections. You got the first section, which is the church age. That's why Revelation 1, 2, and 3 talks a lot about churches. Then in Revelation 4, verse 1, a door opens and somebody goes up. And the next time in Revelation you see anything about a door opening, it's clear over in chapter 19, verse 11. And John said, I saw a door open in heaven. And what he saw come through that door was Jesus Christ and all the hosts of heaven coming back to the earth. And that's in Revelation 19, verse 11. And then on down through the rest of 19, it talks about the Armageddon, the Lord coming back, and the second coming itself. Now, so you've divided Revelation into three sections. Church age is the first section, okay? Now, the middle section, if you just want to write that on the first section, write church age. Now, if you want to write something for the middle section, just somewhere up in the middle part of that arc, that circle that you made, write tribulation period. Tribulation period. Then over on the other end, the third section, Over there, you simply write Second Coming and Eternity. Second Coming of Christ, obviously. Second Coming and Eternity. Okay, that's all you have to do. Now, what you've just done is you have just rightly divided the book of Revelation. Now, there's all kinds of things that can be talked about within any one of those divisions. Okay, I understand that. But you've now got a basic division before you that has the church age, then the church age coming to an end, which is about to happen. So, in other words, if you wanted to look at that whole diagram that you just either drew in your mind or maybe literally on a piece of paper, and you wanted to put a dot somewhere and say, we are here, like when you're at an amusement park or a shopping mall, you don't know where you are, they got this map, you know, and it's got a big red dot somewhere and say, you are here. If you want to do that on that diagram, then right there where that arc starts, just back up just a tad bit before the line begins to go up for the circle and just put a dot right there and say, you or we are here. We're still in the church age, but it's just about over. We're getting ready to get out of here. The Lord is getting ready to come back. Okay, there's all kinds of evidence of that we obviously aren't going to have time to go into today. But we are getting ready to leave planet Earth. The Bible says the Lord is going to descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ are going to rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. And we call that the rapture, or the New Testament, the book of Revelation calls it the first resurrection. We're not going to get into that more today. Maybe next week. But you have just divided Revelation into an understandable, digestible format where you have the church age, which is now just about over. Then you have the coming tribulation period, when all kinds of judgments and horrible things are going to happen on this earth. That's why you read about those things in those chapters. Okay, and then after that, the second coming of Christ is in chapter 19, Revelation 19. And then the Lord comes back and he sets up his kingdom on this earth, and that kingdom lasts for 1,000 years. And after that, we have a new heaven and a new earth that's laid out. So that's Revelation for you, okay? We're going to talk more about some of this next week, actually, with the coming kingdom itself that the Lord is about to set up. That is the other end of the ark. You started out at the first with somebody going up to heaven. That pictures the church leaving this earth and going to heaven and then coming back to this earth with Jesus Christ when he returns. That is about to happen. And when that happens, what happens then? According to the Word of God, a kingdom gets set up on this earth, and those who have suffered with Christ during this age will reign with him when he comes back. We're going to talk about that a little more, God willing, next week. Let me ask you this. Are you ready to go? Have you been born again? Do you know for sure that when the trumpet sounds, you will be leaving this earth with all of the saints? If not, let me know. This is Brother James Melton, Bible Baptist of Sharon. May the Lord bless you, and good day.